back in the day, if we had beef with some bitches, we had pulled up in that day. Still to this day, if I got beef with you bitches, I'm pulling up where you at. Wait till you see me for what? You bitches is broke. Y'all never be where I'm at. I'm fucking the boss. We not the same. I don't pop perks and get fucked in the trap. Bitches is fans. They dance to the songs. They hate on the low and throw shots in they raps. I'm mad that you fucking for love, but coming for me. Bitch, go lay back on your back. Let's keep it a grand. You're old to your man. She ugly as shit with no teeth in the back. Sneak a villa ass bitch. You always in vans. You never got money for sex. You never got money for sex. All that shit be capped. All y'all bitches is rookie. All y'all bitches want beef with a bitch like me. But all y'all bitches is pussy. All y'all bitches gonna try again. And all y'all bitches gonna lie again. And all y'all bitches gonna act like it in my hood, but never slide again. I'm that bitch from the north side. Fucking on the niggas saying cross side. All my bitches, they right. If we got drama, then I'm driving.
Yeah. That's that ride, man. Fake bitch hero Rocky. Listen, man.
Shout out to Rocky.
Shout out to Rocky. But listen, back in the day, you didn't never pull up. You ran on me.
What?
You ran a couple times back in the day. You ain't slide. You ran. Back in the day, you did slide. You slid away from the action that was going on.
Back in the day, you used to have a motherfucking polka dot shirt with a baggy slick jumper over top of it.
Back in the day, you was wearing wave cast with ICFs with the skirt on it. That's what you was doing. But I ain't gonna front. I did run on you back in the day. I ain't really run on you. When you got a little altercation with the guardian angel on Scepter, I didn't do nothing.
You didn't.
I didn't run back in the day.
No, you actually took his side.
He was a fellow. Whoa. First of all, he was a fellow martial artist, so I had to just do my thing.
First of all, he wasn't no fellow martial artist.
He was a martial artist.
He was a fellow nut ass nigga.
No, he wasn't. You shouldn't have been smoking on Scepter. But welcome to $1 million worth of game, man. Yeah. I'm Wallow 267. This is Gilly the Nut. We got now producer over here, Dev, aka Dev Nasty. That's another story. But listen, the whole thing is this: you's a nut. Mm. But shout out to our sponsors, man. Have you had any good hair lately?
No.
Shout out to everythingdivaglam.com, man. I mean, powerful sponsor. You know, if you don't have it, it depends on how your hair. If you don't have any good hair, everythingdivaglam.com. That's who you should get with. I'm still thinking because the summer ain't come. I'm still thinking about getting a wave.
You got the 5 o'clock shadow going today.
Yeah. That's a little dirty. They call it the dirty joint.
He got his Tom Cruise going on.
Yeah, Tom. Tom Nasty. But listen, we want to get straight into something. What happened is, this weekend it was crazy. Gil popped a Red Ranger. I got somebody to co-sign that. Dev's going to co-sign. Gil popped a Red Ranger. He thought he was going to tighten Tootie up. He thought he was going to give Tootie a tune-up. It didn't go right. The car is still, it needed oil change. A lot of things is not, he thought he was going to, I'm going to clean her pipes. I'm going to give her an oil change. No. It didn't go like that. So what happened is, after he popped the Red Ranger, his piece is already done. His piece done. He thought, because a lot of times, if you don't know what a Red Ranger on, is a pipe stretcher. What it's supposed to do is stretch your pipe, and it's supposed to give you a durable pipe. And what happened was, it just didn't turn out right for this guy.
Okay.
Pipe is dead. He got a hole in his pipe.
Okay.
And what happened was.
Now, we all know Wallow.
No. Excuse me, Dev. Did he pop a Red Ranger this week? Did he pop a Red Ranger? Did he pop a Red Ranger?
Can I explain?
Come on, Dev. Blame under the bus, please.
So listen, we all know Wallow got a book bag full of Red Rangers.
You're lying on me. You planted on. I was ambushed.
So when we found the Red Rangers in his bag, I played around with him, and he said, "No, cuss real. Take one of these. I never told you that.
You lying?
Dog, can you tell your side of the story? Can I tell my side of the story?
I can't let you lie on me, though.
He said, "Are you lying?
Martial artists don't take drugs.
He said, "Cuz, I'm telling you, take these drinks. I'll be killing April with these drinks.
You lying? No, martial artists don't. Listen, no, right. We don't use drugs. All natural.
So this was during Ramadan. So I'm like, so at the Ramadan, I forgot I had it. You know what I mean? But then the other day, I was like, oh shit, me and Tootie is about to get busy. So I said, let me see what Wallow talking about. I popped it and I called you the next day and told you those joints are bootleg puppies.
Dev, is he lying? Hold on, don't put me in none of this, man.
Those joints are bootleg puppies. You know why? Either they bootleg puppies or my dick is unenhanceable. Like, it couldn't enhance this piece. Like, the guy, like, we you trying to take this piece?
Your piece went out on you. You too young for that.
Like, this piece already is enhanced all the way up. Like,
your piece went out.
Like, how you trying to enhance an enhanced piece already?
Your piece went out on you. Like,
so
your piece went
maybe in. That's why I felt like, maybe that's why I felt like this joint ain't do nothing. Because, like, I was expecting to be, okay, after you show, you still ready to go. You like, you know, you know, you like, you popped and dropped. That's what I did. Right.
You was done.
So for me, you was in and out like a robbery. So for me, it's like, how good could the pills be?
He was in and out like a robbery.
If I put in a good 28 minutes and then
you ain't put no 28 minutes. Tootie said,
I put in 28 minutes every time. Tootie said,
What did
the pill do for me? It didn't do nothing for me.
If you off the Ranger, you should be good for 2 hours.
I called Tootie one time. One time he was saying something.
The dick is unhanceable. Some niggas got unhanceable dicks.
I'm gonna say some stuff.
You still got the little boy piece.
You crazy? You okay? Okay.
God help you. God had to help you.
Listen, man. I'm gonna just say this. I mean, when I was slinging and banging, they call me Elephant Man in these streets. When you was slinging and banging. Say no more, man.
They'll get caught up.
I'm in the crib. Him and Tootie arguing one day. So she washing the dishes. He tell me, yeah, well, mother, I ain't, you know what I mean? You know what it is. She like, could you just shut up? Yeah, I'm tired of hearing this, that, and the third. Yeah, he gonna say, you don't say that when I be pipe laying, when I be laying that pipe, when I be doing boom, boom, boom. She said, nigga, you skeet and go to sleep. That's all she said. I said, damn. You skeet and go to sleep. I said, damn.
You know Tootie, you lying.
Listen, I was right there standing.
Let me just tell you something.
I was making some moves and noodles. She was washing the dishes.
Let me just tell you something.
I'm just saying, man.
I'm the one and only nigga that ever turned Tootie sprinkler systems on in her life. See, you might not know about it because you ain't turned Able sprinkler systems on.
I'm waterfall.
You like, you don't even know what the sprinkler system is.
Nah, I'm waterfall.
First of all, when it I turn the sprinkler system on, I got to hold my neck up like this so it don't go in my mouth.
You know how I know you ain't doing your job? Because you talking about a sprinkler system. You never been listening. Listen, Dev, he's talking about a sprinkler system. He never been sent to the mirrors. I almost drowned one time. The waterfall hit.
Let me ask you a question.
How can you get some vagina
and end up in an emergency room? So to me, no, you didn't whip the pussy. The pussy whipped you.
No, what happened is
you ended up in an emergency room. The pussy ain't need no flu shot.
I almost drowned.
The pussy didn't need no antibiotics. The pussy didn't need none of that. You was in the pussy. You in there slaying all up in the hospital. Yeah, cuz it got me.
That ain't what happened.
But you try to convince me you beat the pussy up.
No, I'm talking about all in the hospital.
No.
It had to be like that when you first came home from jail. Ain't no way.
The first time April gave him some,
the nigga had to go to the hospital. His heart rate was that nigga shit was at 4,000 beats a minute.
I believe it.
That nigga was in there, I'm having a heart attack.
I ain't saying that. You lying to me, cuz.
They had to hook the nigga up to IVs, Gatorades. They shoot all types of shit up.
You lying on me, man.
They got a Gatorade IV right here. They giving the nigga water. They giving him Percocets to calm his heart down. First time he ever got high, he all in there getting all the IVs hooked up to him. You want to try to convince me that you beat the pussy up?
Bro, no. I believe. Listen, bro. No. Out of jail.
Good pussy is his kryptonite. Because like
when
Superman.
You out here like ramming and slamming, like you start losing sensitivity. Your sensitivity was all the way up. So I know you was instant skeet.
No, let me explain something
first
to you.
First of all,
when I was in prison, I used to listen.
You talking about show and go?
I used to play handball every day in prison.
It's different.
I was shaking the dice every day. So I had to prep my piece.
Okay. Because
I knew I was coming out.
So no, if you jerked off 20,000.
I prepped my piece. Now, I prep my piece.
How you prep your piece?
There's no way to do that. You was cousin Skeeter when you came home.
No, listen. Let me explain something to you. Stories from the cell. We're going straight into this. What happened is this. Number one, I used to listen to party tapes every day. You know how people listen to raps? All the way up into 2015 in the state correctional institutions of Pennsylvania and prisons, we only had cassette tapes still. We didn't have the MP3s and all that came out later. We just started getting it. We had cassette tapes. Let me tell you something. So they had what you call a party tape. I was the king of the party tapes. A party tape is a tape with just the sound of a porn movie. Oh my God. No. All that type of stuff. Yeah, girl. You know what it is. And all you hear is. So listen, I kept a party tape on.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to cut you off, but That's some ultra.
I'm in jail.
Old.
I'm in the jail. No, no,
freak ass shit right there.
The old head is this shit. Hold on, listen to what I'm saying.
Hold on. So you just had a tape of motherfuckers on there sounding like they fucking.
No. They took the audio from porn movies. We had a spot where we could have that done. We had to take the audio from a porn movie. So your home be like, yeah, man, this that big booty girl part five. Oh man, let me hear. I ain't hear that Joan before. You know what I'm saying? So Dick, I take that. Like, this is what I used to do. Only on my birthdays, I used to do this sometime. And that's when I didn't forget my birthday. My birthday this week too. But listen, this the whole twist.
So you're doing it this birthday?
No, I'm not doing it this birthday, but I did it. I used to make me exclusive. Listen, peep this, a Fifi. You take two gloves, right? I used to steal a yellow glove. You know the yellow gloves from down, like the mop gloves that your people mop with? I used to steal the yellow gloves from the kitchen because I worked in the kitchen. I kept a couple of them under my mattress. That was for special occasions. I only think of you on two occasions. That type
What's
of movie.
That?
That's day
and night.
And night, I mean, that was in my mind. So listen, okay. Anytime I used to panic sometimes because sometimes I'd be making my bed and I lift my mattress up, I see them joints, I'm like, oh, I got to put them down because I know it'll take everything out of me. So I take the rubber gloves, right? You take two latex gloves, like the gloves you get from the nurse, you steal them out the nurse office or whatever, or sometimes they have them to clean your cell with. Mm-hmm. You take them little latex gloves and you fill them up with hot water, right? You fill them up with hot water. You take two of them, right? And a yellow glove stretch. So you would take two gloves, fill it up with hot water, right? And you put them inside the yellow glove. So you got two gloves with warm water inside the yellow glove, right? Mm-hmm. And then you would take another yellow glove. Like sometimes it'll be down in there. It'll be down in there already. So you on the side of that yellow glove that's down in there, you have right here the two hot gloves with the water in it. And then you just pour the plastic over the side of it. And all you got to do, you take a towel, right? Get a towel, roll it. Be like this long, and you wrap it around them joints, right? And you squeeze the lotion inside of the one joint. Best thing that ever happened to me when I was in a joint. So you squeeze the lotion, right? You cue your tape up. Oh, my God. And you take that joint off to the races. Because, listen, it'd be warm. And then, listen, when you first crack it, you got to take, when you wrap the towel up, you got, see, because you squeeze the towel. So now you got the Fifi up in there. You squeezing the towel, you got the Fifi. When you go and slide up in that joint and you crack the seal, you like, boop, 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 going in 60 seconds. I was in and out like a robbery.
That's ingenuity like a motherfucker. I was in and out like a commend.
That was a Fifi, man. Stories from the cell. But we took it to another level. Is that tape, that party tape. But the party tapes, I got out of control with the party tape because I used to be working out, doing stuff, running the yard. I got a party tape on. Oh, my God. I just all listen to party tapes was everything. That was like, because I'm going to be straight up with you. Sometimes we get access, I'm not saying with locations, my man out here, Big Shan, if you're watching this, Big Shannon, you know what time it is because you used to have the DVD players. Shannon's home now. Shannon to come through. Somebody might slide through. You know them little skinny DVD players.
That man got a family. You just told that man family he was the king of smut.
No, Big. That's my brother. He cool. He was cool. He was a part of the organization. He was a part of the club. Like he was one of the boys that I go to.
He was a part of El Smutto.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo. He'd be like, you know they got some new stuff. The boy on your block. Who? And 17 sound like he know the whole location, everything. He cased it out. It's in the cell. It's under his bed. Going to his bed. He's fair. White sheet is there. I'm telling you, it's there. He was a legend. So Shannon coming, Big Shan, right? Big Shan would be like, yo, man, you know the DVD player over your block? I'm gonna make sure the ball pass up. I'm like, yeah. I shoot right to the block. I don't care what I'm doing. Right to the block. Yo, my man, I got to come get that. They had like a little portable DVD player, the small joints, plug it right up to your TV, give you a little selection. Like dudes are renting. Like say, for instance, you'll rent it from somebody. You might rent it from somebody for two cartons, right? That's paper. But you might be renting out the dudes for like five packs, you know, for like an hour. So that's like a come up. Like you see one of them joints, you fall out. You be done.
All right, listen, man, I'm tired of hearing about your jerk off stories.
No, I'm just saying, so I was prepped up and ready. But we're going to go right into this, man.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me a question.
Is it ever cool to send a woman slammer shots?
Whoa. What you mean? Are you slammer just taking pictures of like queuing up? Like you queue up?
Yes.
Just queue up and just send a shot?
Yes.
I never done it myself.
What?
What you talking about?
Come on, man.
Come on, Dev. You said it like I did something wrong. I ain't, listen.
So, Dev, let me ask you a question. So you sent out slammer shots?
Sure. What, nigga? I was the king.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, wait. Hold on. So you was the... Because I'm the KOP, so you the KSS, King of Slammer Shots.
King of Slammer.
Yeah. Man... You, hold on, how long you been with Toot?
20.
You never queued up and sent two.
So,
never.
So if you've been in there, but so this
never,
the thing.
I've never sent a woman in my life a dick pic.
So you never queued hold up. Hold on, hold on. So you've been with her since 99?
Yeah.
So if you've been with her since 99, then you was like 7 years before, like, the dick pic boom. You feel me? Like in 2007.
Oh, it's a boom. Oh, whoa.
It's
whoa.
A boom.
It's a spike. Hold
it's
up,
a
man.
Boom. It's an era of time. You know what I mean? BDP.
Wait, hold on. What?
BDP before dick pic is an era. And then after dick pic. Because you got to think when the like smartphone popped off, that's when people start getting crazy with the slamming shots and everything
and
like
when
that.
When was this?
About 2007.
Well, let me just tell you something.
I don't know. I was in jail, so I don't count. I can't.
You was in jail 2007? Oh, yeah, you was. Yeah, you was. I'm tripping.
Yeah, you stupid. You
was.
Yeah, 2007. Hey,
you came to see me in jail 2007.
Hey, listen, though. If they would have had iPhones out in 87, 93...
You'd have sent them.
I wouldn't have sent no dick pics out, bro.
You would. Nigga, how I know you would have?
Okay,
you was
on,
a stripper.
Wait, hold on.
Cuz.
Hold on, listen.
Whoa.
Listen.
That would have been legend.
Listen.
Because if we had that back then, you know how big we'd have been? I probably never started a major feat. You probably never would have rapped. We'd have just been like, you know how powerful it would have been if we could have just sent slammer shots out? Yeah, performing live tonight. Come through.
Facts.
Bam.
You was live what? Performing. You would have definitely
done it. But it would have been hard because...
No, it wouldn't have.
That's
no, what
because my dick can't fit on a flyer. My dick couldn't fit on a flyer. Like,
nigga, listen, MySpace times, it was real dirty, like, man. MySpace was dirty with the dick pics, man.
Like you'd have just seen the bottom of the nuts and that's it, like it's some stem. You wouldn't do what it was. What is this, a tree? What is this? Hey, what are they having at the club?
Not on duty, man.
Yeah, I think you just missed the era because you was already in your situation.
See, my whole thing is, I would rather come deliver the dick.
That makes sense, but you got to think like
you still got to advertise it. Yeah. Because back then, do you know we probably had a show in Vegas. We probably had a show tonight.
That's how I know he sent them when he came home.
I didn't say that. I said back. No, because you it connected
with
back then. No, hold up.
It's definitely some phones out here with his dick.
No, listen. I'm going to just say this.
He definitely sent dick.
No, don't do that. Don't slam my name. Don't put no smut on my name. Listen, let me say some of this. You know how major we'd have been?
We can't wait to send a dick.
We probably put a chip in there.
He was sending them from jail. Probably because he had the phone already. Yeah. You was sending him from jail. Look, he caught. You was sending him.
Listen,
nigga.
Listen, I think about it.
His shit had the cinder block walls.
I'm gonna just say this.
That was
his
bucket list.
His shit had cinder block walls in the background.
He like
bars.
He was like, this when I get home, I gotta meet Bruce Leroy. I gotta send a dick pic.
Oh, whoa! You can't have them together like that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's a little spicy. You can't. Listen. Don't.
I gotta meet Bruce Leroy.
Come on, man.
I gotta keep Karate Hero name alive. I gotta send a bitch a dick pic. Yo, all these is on my bucket list.
No, come on, man.
Things I gotta do when I get home.
Y'all I thought it was crazy too, but then Trax put me on to the dick pic.
I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
How somebody else put you on?
Because my nigga Trax, man, Don Michael Jr. This is what y'all know him as. He went on and put his dick up on MySpace.
Whoa, what the?
He did.
How you just gonna put your piece out there? Like,
yo, he did it, and then he got a crazy reaction in the inbox. Jones Holly, he hit me like, bro, it's popping. This is gonna be the wave. So I ran upstairs instantly. Nigga greased him up. Threw him, you know what I mean? And I blame my background. Shit was lit.
Listen.
Hold on, wait.
Listen, man.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, wait. Hold
he said he ran. I could have had my shit ashy on the motherfucking background drop on my MySpace.
Wait, hold on, bro. So you threw your dick up on MySpace?
Man, the whole background. This shit was crazy.
Yo, it was crazy. But, yo.
Hey, let me tell you something.
I was getting flued out after that.
Yes, fuck.
I'm keeping it real.
Niggas threw his piece up on MySpace.
I didn't throw your piece.
Oh, my piece.
Hold on.
Because they had
this. I'm just going to say this. You and Don, what's his name? Don Corleone?
Don Michael Jr., man.
Don Michael
Trax.
Jr.
Y'all out of pocket.
Trax, right.
Yeah. Right. You know Trax.
Trax, right. Right. Y'all niggas got a different kind of friendship.
I can't believe it.
Because if Wallow was like, yo, cuz, I just threw my dick up on the gram.
Who do that?
He was like, cuz,
who do that?
Like, if Wallow was like, cuz, I just threw my dick up on the gram. I got the bitches going crazy. Threw your dick up. I'd be like, you ain't my cousin no more. Stop fucking calling me. We ain't related no more, nigga. Did you just call me and tell me throw my dick up on the crib? Like,
that's out of pocket.
Like, shit, y'all niggas is crazy.
That shit put me on a U.S. tour, nigga.
Yo, he went
y'all
crazy.
Y'all niggas is crazy. They did the throw your piece up challenge.
Yeah, everybody was doing it.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Who would you be?
I usually ask that.
Yeah, but I changed it around, nigga. I'm asking it now.
Yo, that was funny.
Danny DeVito. Tyler Perry or Charlie Sheen? Who would you be?
Tyler Perry got a lot of money.
All them niggas got some money. I honestly, I got you. I got you being Danny DeVito.
Why would I be Danny DeVito? Why would I be Danny? Dirty Danny. Why would I be Danny?
Because I just said, like, who would you be? Who would you be if you had to be one of them? You had to pick? Because you don't get high, but you act like Charlie Sheen, but you don't snort that yeah when you don't get no pussy. So you couldn't be Charlie. I couldn't fuck Charlie Legacy up like now. And this is the pre-April stage. It's like you didn't get no pussy. Like when you were single and able to get pussy, like you ain't get no pussy. And Charlie's a maniac. Like,
but they both went raw though.
Yeah, he definitely goes raw. But Charlie got kids out here, right?
I don't know. I know he got something else.
He got more than kids. I would be Tyler got that picking. I'd be Tyler.
More than kids. Yeah.
You know what? Because I definitely could picture you being Madea.
Hello. Oh my God.
Hello. I could definitely picture you being fucking Madea. Tyler Perry is the winner. Okay, let's get into some $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
Is it cool to be in a relationship with someone a friend of yours had casual sex with?
So you're saying if your homie sprayed and slayed a chick, could you be in a... Oh, what's the problem with that?
So, because, you know, your approach is don't put your black robe on.
Yeah, I don't judge women.
Don't judge her, you know...
Don't judge her, hug her.
Okay, so if you was involved with a woman who I slapped a dick clean off her fucking forehead, talk crazy to her, oh, get the balls. Oh, yeah, hold your tongue out. Yeah. Hold on, wait. There you go, hold on, wait.
You try to sound like one of them tapes.
You
sound like one of them party tapes.
Yeah, let me shoot this in the roof of your mouth.
Crazy glue,
like,
hold you on.
Yeah.
No, that's different. You my cousin.
Okay, one of your homies.
It depends.
He did the same thing. Yeah, hold on.
Oh, come on, man. How you know what he did? Nobody's going to know all that.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to know all that. Like, why? I'm just saying, who's going to know all that? Like, listen, my whole thing is, if you're feeling somebody, you better, don't miss your shot. Don't miss your shot because you worried
about
who was slaying and spraying.
Miss his shot. Don't miss your shot.
You worried about who was slaying and spraying, and nobody cares about that.
Somebody sprayed him.
I think that's an insecure move. I think that's we're dealing with top flight insecurity out here, and people is real insecure and they worrying about.
Well, I'm insecure then.
I'm just saying. Who cares?
That's what you want
to
call.
Who cares?
You gotta look at.
I care.
Somebody slayed her. Somebody sprayed her.
I
who cares?
Care.
Somebody you know.
I care. Let me just tell you something. If one of my homies slayed too. It's not, I can't wife you knowing that my man had his piece all wherever he wanted, man. My man just had his piece wherever he wanted, man. He could have slapped you in the face with the dick. He could have just, I'm that's just not for me. I'm not saying that if that's how you get down, that's how you get down. For me, I don't want, it's too many women out here for me to have my woman and my nigga Slater.
Well, think about this.
Well,
you
we just see things
a lot.
Different.
You look at the
listen,
slaying.
Listen, we see things different because I done it before. We see things different.
I get it. So white people do it heavy.
Yeah, why do white boys got to have all the fun? Like, we just, they don't even care about it. Like,
they just nut-ass niggas.
No, and I'm not saying that's his problem.
That's
no,
all
no.
they, why
I'm
the white saying, boys gotta be nut-ass niggas? Just, oh, you was with Susie, now it's my turn. No, it's too many bitches out here.
No, we not
going
to just categorize it like that, but I will say that people, like, I think
like
sometimes.
Entertainers is nut-ass niggas. Like, as an entertainer, I couldn't, is women in the game I couldn't fuck with. It's like, bitch, you fuck with Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Why I want to come be? No, I'd rather get a girl that don't nobody know.
You're extremely insecure.
No, that's just who I am.
I think your insecurities are sticking out right now.
I would rather, listen, you can't be mad at me for being the person that I am. I would rather get somebody that don't nobody know. Everybody knows somebody. Everybody knows his girl.
Look, also the time that he met his girl was different than right now. Right now is wild out here, man. It's Instagram. Everybody know each other. It's too many overlapping situations.
Let me just say this. For me, you could have bodies on your resume. Ain't no woman out here squeaky clean, but the bodies ain't got to be niggas that I know. That's all. That's just how I feel.
But you know everybody, and they live where if she live where you live. No. Now.
Well, that's why I got a woman that don't live where I live. She don't live in North Philadelphia.
Well, what about when you was crazy over Big Buck Keisha?
I was never crazy over a female who got laid and sprayed by my mans. That's not how I'm designed. I'm not designed to get. Oh, wait, hold on. You
lying like a little rug. Big Buck Keisha had him wide open, man. Nah. Had him wide open like a 24-hour 7-Eleven, man. He was wide open, man.
Okay,
this dude
first of all, he know we cousins. We a lot the same, but we built a lot different. He always been personal, Paulie.
He lying.
He always take all his bitches personal.
Mm. He lying.
He the type of nigga that got 11 main bitches.
He lying. Like,
he always took all his bitches personal. Even when he ain't had no girl, he ain't had no woman. He had, back in the day, he had bitches. All of them was his girl.
Hold on. How many personals you allowed to get, you think?
No, he got all personal. But
could you get personals? Could you have personal?
No. Yeah, man, no. I had personals.
How many?
No.
I would have like four or five personals at once.
See, that's why y'all the same.
I mean, because if
you
had
only
a lot,
allowed to have one person.
But if I got 20 and I'm like, look, y'all could rock with these 15, but these five right here, they go with me.
See, back in the day. Damn.
He's a legend.
But see, back in the day, Wilo used to have all personals.
They go with me.
All personals. If he was the type of nigga, a bitch say you cute, they go together. Oh, you cute? Oh, you mine. You mine now.
He like.
I'm telling you, that's what type of nigga
he is. Like,
a bitch give him a compliment. Oh, they go together. I'm like, dog, y'all don't go together. She's mine. I'm like, dog, you hella aggressive. Like,
you lying on me.
I ain't lying. You know that's the truth. That's why you got tears in your
eyes. No, he lying.
Nigga, hella aggressive. Like, okay, God, just, okay, one day we was, one time back in the day, right?
Go ahead, lie on me.
We partying this chick, right?
Whoa. Come on, man.
Day. Yeah, let's tell the truth. We partying this chick,
this
right?
He lying. He always making something up, listen, man. He lying. He ready to lie on me.
We partying this chick, right?
He ready to lie on me.
Now, you know he used to watch pornos since back in the day, right?
No, you ain't kiss her, did you?
He lying. He's lying on me. He's making something up right now.
Yo, my nigga.
We ain't never partying that together. He's lying right now. He lying on me, man.
Back in the day.
I swear, he lying on me.
Back in the day, we ain't partying
that. You lying on me, Gus. You lying.
We ain't partying that.
He lying on me. I'm just
watch
saying.
Watch he bust out laughing at everything I say.
He lying on me. I swear.
Cuz with a baby oil.
He lying. You lying on me. You lying. What did you talk about? What are you talking about?
Hey, listen, tell you something. He was trying to crack bitches' cakes for since back in the day. I'm going to keep it with real. He a hitter in the shitter way before me, even though he younger than me.
He lying.
He tried to crack a bitch cakes back in the day. She said, "Who were you doing, baby?"
He lied.
Old head bitch.
He lied. He lied. You're bitch. Lying on me.
Old head bitch. He tried to crack a cake. She said, "Ooh, wait, what is you doing, baby?"
Oh, he lied.
She said, "Those is for special moments." He was like, "This isn't a special moment."
You lied.
This isn't a special moment.
Why are you lying on me, man? You lying on me. You can't see me up. I don't know what you're talking about, man. But back to this. What's the next question?
Let's go to the $1 million worth of game.
Oh, you lying? He lying on me, Dev.
Hey, listen, Dev.
He lied on me, Dev.
Dev.
He lied. Tell me where the baby
tried to
all
crack a bitch. Tried to crack a bitch.
Where the baby all at?
Where the baby all at?
Nigga got too excited. Try to pop a trunk.
He tried to pop a bitch trunk. Hey, listen, all right, let's get into the $1 million worth of game segment. What was it now? Right? So this guy in my DM said he needs some game from me. He said, Gilly, me and my nigga been cool for 3 years, and he got 4 kids and a wife that does her job. And more recently, I took my nigga to go to some bitch's house, and he ended up cheating. Now, when his wife found out he was cheating, she also found out that I was responsible for taking him. She's calling me, messaging me, saying that I'm unwelcome and it's fucked up for what I did. But I think they finna work it out. But in the end, I can't even go see my nigga no more, cause she has it out for me. What should I do, man? Well, you fucked up,
you
player.
Fucked all the way up.
You fucked up. And let me tell you something. When a woman's fed up, it ain't nothing you could do about
and
it.
And she probably looked at you like you was a brother, and at least if he do be creeping, you ain't gonna be around for that shit.
Right.
And you introduce him to the creep.
Yeah, she ain't gonna never have no love for you ever again.
She probably seen you like, you know, you come over, you got your plate all the time. That's my brother, that's my bro.
Right.
She probably hooked you up with a couple of girlfriends and all that. So her whole thing is like, oh yeah,
for real?
You was with Crazy Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you do. That's how he is, Dave. You ain't had to be around that shit at least. But you introduced him to the whole. Okay. Because he told everything. He probably went to soft boys. What happened? Dave took me crazy, Dave. I didn't want to go. He was at the party. I smoked a couple J's. Had a 40. I got a couple 40 in me. A shot of Thunderbird. And next thing you know, I was naked. I didn't want to go.
And you know what's so crazy is that. Y'all relationship gonna be fucked up from here on out. You just lost one of your best friends. Because at the end of the day, now you can't go around no more.
He gotta lie. And then he gotta lie and say, baby, where you going? I'm going with Mike.
Right.
Crazy Dave gonna be there?
No, he ain't gonna be there.
He ain't gonna be there.
Right. So now he forced to pick between his woman and you, and his woman always gonna win out. But if I was you, I honestly get with her and I sit her down. And I talk to her. I'd be like, first and foremost, I want to apologize. You know, I let's get that out the way. I want to apologize. But the bottom line is, you can't hold me accountable for something your husband did. I could lead a horse to the water, but I can't make him drink. I could put food on a nigga plate, but I can't make him eat. You feel what I'm saying? I did not go in your man's drawers, pull his dick out, and stick it in the bitch.
No, don't do
that. He did that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, all I did was open up the club. I didn't tell a nigga to take
shoot
the club up, get a bunch of shots, lose his mind, and that motherfucker take his clothes off, be in there dancing with his shirt off. I didn't tell him to do all that. He did all of that. So at the end of the day, don't hold me accountable for some shit your man did. Maybe you need to step your motherfucking game up in the house, and then when he get out the motherfucking house, he wouldn't be acting like a goddamn animal. You know what I mean? See, the problem is you getting lazy around the house with them dick sucks. You giving them lazy dick sucks out. Now when a nigga get out, he don't know how to act.
And Crazy Dave came on the scene, yo.
Right.
You know I got big buck.
You know what I mean? See, sometimes you gotta understand, even if she never take you back, you still helped your man out. Cause now she gonna step a dick suck game up. Cause she gonna is gonna be in the back of her mind. Man, is that the reason why niggas acting crazy?
I have been slacking. I was a little wild. I was a little wild back in the day. I used to bless him in the car, bless him under the bar. I used to bless him under the stars.
Absolutely.
Whenever he wanted it. Now,
don't
get comfortable in your relationship.
Don't get comfortable.
Don't get comfortable.
Do not get comfortable in your fucking relationship. That be the problem. When a nigga first meets you, you know what I mean. A nigga could beat you whenever he want. Then y'all get that time in, and next thing you know, that nigga getting dick sucks once a week. That nigga get, first of all, nigga getting pussy once a week and getting dick sucks on his birthday and on Christmas.
That's hard. Oh,
right. This nigga's out here that only get.
No, I don't think nobody going for that. I don't think nobody. Because
yes, it is.
Ain't nobody just getting.
Yes, it is.
This nigga's going for that.
This nigga's that's going for that.
A BJ on your birthday and Christmas, that's it?
Yes. I got homies that's married that ain't got cheeks in 2 months.
But so, all right. But listen,
he got homies that's married that ain't got pussy in 60 days.
Whoa.
Facts.
Whoa. But what if their religion don't permit them to celebrate Christmas? So they only get one a year? One BJ?
Oh man.
Or maybe if his woman feel like
See, let me, okay, he says your man ain't getting no cheeks in two months.
Yeah, 60 days.
I know. You got like two dudes? The two homies that they get?
I know, yeah, multiple niggas. That's why the marriage shit looks terrible.
Let me just tell you, let me tell you how relationships how work. Either you got an alpha male who like, or you got a nigga who just is in a relationship and he just he just go with the front. His woman snap out on him. He, baby, all right, yeah. His woman, anytime she get mad, all right, babe, babe, calm down,
Then you got the one, style. Sit your ass down. Who you talking to?
Nigga, you lying like a motherfucker.
Sit your ass down.
I just saw you last week. Wait.
You fucking lying. April, you lying, cuz.
Wait. All right, babe. Can I say something?
You never seen him.
Babe, can I say something?
He lying.
Babe, can I say something?
Listen,
you hear her?
If anybody know,
she like this.
If anybody
babe,
know,
babe, can
he
I say
know
something?
About Philadelphia Slim. He know who I am.
I know who the nigga you used to be.
He know who I am.
That nigga, you left that nigga in jail. April fucking, she runs shit around here. I heard her on the other line. Said, nigga, I don't know what she was saying, but it was aggressive.
You ain't never hear no shit
and
like
you
that.
Was like, babe, can I say something? Can I say something?
You heard me. Listen.
Babe, can I say something?
She heard me Nike checker. Hey, that's all you heard.
Hey,
you didn't hear
and
else.
She told the nigga, the one thing I did hear her tell you is, don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand, Wallace.
Wow.
Oh, that's the one thing I definitely
she
heard.
She told me that.
She told you that.
Now you gonna lie.
She gonna told you that, nigga.
Now you gonna lie.
She told you, don't make her hurt her motherfucking hand, and then she called you by your real fucking name, Wallace. Don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand,
lying.
Wallace.
He lying. No, she didn't say that. She said, look, we gonna be straight up.
Don't make me hurt my motherfucking hand, Wallace.
No, she said.
I'm on my way home.
No. What
but
she
you
said
won't
was,
even let me say nothing. You won't even let me say nothing. I'm sitting there like, where the fuck is
Philadelphia
Slim at?
No, what she said is, we was going back and forth.
Where's Philadelphia Slim?
He heard this,
at?
And I put my thing in. What? Who the? I went in the joint. She said, listen, this shit ain't worth me. She said, this ain't worth me bringing my gun out of retirement. I said, oh, baby, we ain't got to do that.
Yeah.
Why we got to change the sport? It ain't got to be about that, baby. Oh, listen, what I was saying was this. I think you misinterpreted. You know what? I think because of the volume and the loudness, you misinterpreted what I'm saying. And I think you might have took that. But that wasn't what I said. No, baby, I ain't. Because when she started talking about gunplay, they ain't my forte. We ain't got to do that.
When she started talking about gunplay, you run away, huh?
I said, oh, she talking about, listen, don't make me. I said, damn, I ain't going for it. And that's what happened. He just amping it up.
No, I just know who run the relationship. I know who puts who in place.
All right, so what else you got there? What else, man? What else you got?
Let me ask you a question. Is it cool to check your partner's phone?
No. You do it.
You're fucking right. I got 2D passcode. I go on that motherfucker whenever I want.
You go on their phone, my nigga?
Dewey. What?
Dog.
That's how he found out Memphis Bleek was going back and forth.
Yo,
let me just say this,
bro. That's when
Hold on, Memphis Bleek.
Yeah, Memphis Bleek.
Let me just say this. Do your woman got your passcode?
No.
You're lying ass.
No, I'm not.
You look like you lying.
Bro, I'm dead ass.
Do April got your passcode?
No comment. I don't have to comment that.
Why?
I think it's better to be a mystery.
What is this Memphis Bleek?
What's Memphis Bleek?
Memphis Bleek.
That's 2D Crush. And he just took a picture with it. He
real life took a joint from me back in the day, man.
What? He got you too? He
really got me, though.
Why you don't want to tell us if April got the passcodes to your phones? Be a man about this shit.
Yeah, she do.
I know she do.
Gina got the passcodes of yours, too.
Gina would never touch this motherfucker.
Oh, that nigga, he lying. Yo, you know you lying. He is lying.
All right, she got the password, but we got each other's passwords.
All right, you lying.
So at the end of the day, it is absolutely, positively cool to have your partner's passcode. You hear me?
Why, though?
Because I got one motherfucking rule. We live together, right? why you gotta have a lock on your phone?
Maybe it's other people's business in there. Like, if my girl look at my phone, she gonna see, I mean, my conversations with my niggas, then they might be talking about something they doing.
Well, it don't matter. Wallow tell April everything anyway.
Oh,
see, how he just tried to throw me under the bus.
Pillow talking ass nigga. Yeah,
he tried to throw me under the bus.
But see, if you do that, then your girl not gonna want you to be around certain niggas because no, you, make, you painted them out
no,
to
that's
be.
Gil. That's Gil Tootie.
Oh.
Like when I first came home and I was in Philadelphia limo, he couldn't be with me like that. He couldn't be with me like that when I first came home. When I first came home, she's like, no, Wallo running around out here doing, he's slanging and banging.
Let me tell you something. That's the difference between niggas and me, man. My woman can't tell me who the fuck to be around.
He's a high power cow with a nut. Man? What does he tell me? Fuck he's a nut. About. My when it comes to Tootie, he's a high power cow.
Don't tell me Tootie checking who before. To be around. Or you can't be listen, around such and such listen. Because they get all the bitches and that's on them.
Listen, when Tootie what said what she said, I knew the level of respect she had for him. I knew the level of respect. All you do is ski and sleep. Get out of here, boy. I knew
let
that
let
she. She running stuff over there.
First of all, my woman will never be able to tell me who I can hang around. And if they never disrespected you in any type of way, how you going to have say-so on who my friends is? I don't have no say-so on who her friends is.
But she could look through the phone.
Yeah, if she want.
But then she reading people business.
Well, at the end of the day.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
at
why.
At the end of the day, let me tell you something. Your woman's reading people's business, too.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean. You think out of all them days when you sit there and you go, 7743, she ain't seen that shit one time.
They master nah, spies.
You got to watch what you text the Gil now, man, because Gil. Gina
but this is the whole twist. But this is what happened. This is what got him hot. When I first came on, what got him hot is that girls was DMing Tootie about me. Could you hook me up with Wallo? Could you hook me? It was so many, and they was DMing him. Could you hook me up? They was like, oh, no, this is getting out of control. You can't go with Wallo.
First of all,
so he'd like, call me. He'd be like, yeah, I'm watching like, the game. I'm watching. He's like, I'm watching the playoffs. The playoffs.
Matter.
It ain't even that season. What the
fuck?
I can't
matter.
Come out and watching the playoffs.
Like, it don't matter. It's like a talented player who could win a bunch of championships, but don't go win them. Like you had all the talent, you could have been,
a shoulda, woulda, coulda, huh?
Yeah, you could have been.
Dev, he's lying.
You could have been killing these.
You're like
bitches.
Al Bundy talking about the four touchdowns at Polk High.
Right,
that's what you did. Never right, went to the league.
Right, he could have been out here drowning them bitches in dick of sorrow. But you wasn't. You was out here talking about, I'm saving my peace. For the right one.
Hold on, so Tootie never told you that you couldn't hang with him?
No, fuck no. First of all, April told him go hang with Gilly. Yeah, I mean, get some of that game from your fucking
cousin.
How
she gonna tell you that? We was always, he's a nut. He's lying like a little rug. That's how goofy he is.
No, listen.
That didn't make sense.
No, listen.
We together. He's a lot.
No,
this dude
listen,
is a nut.
After we got together, and you know, because when he first got with April, he was all up April ass. He ain't want to leave April. He ain't never wanted to be by her side. She was like, nigga, I got to go to work. I got shit I got to do.
He lying.
Go hang with your cousin and keep
he
getting
lying.
That game from him.
He lying.
You know what I mean? So I told lying. Him, I said, come on, cuz, you know what this is? He was like, what's that, your arm? I was like, no, nigga. This is a wing.
If you're in a relationship, forget all that. If you're in a relationship,
so
is it cool?
Put you up under
listen,
this
listen,
wing, cuz.
Forget what he's talking about, because he's lying. He's lying like a little rug. If you're in a relationship, is it cool to be in contact with somebody you slept with?
Nah, man. Can't do it.
Huh, cuz?
No. That you slept with in the past?
He said that. To be watching. No.
No, you better not be in contact with nobody from the past.
Never slaying it and spraying it.
Why would you be with somebody in contact from the past? Your ex is your ex for a reason. Because you moved on to the next.
No, because people really want to know. Because they're in situations.
Do you contact your old bitches?
No.
Oh, you said that fast or shit.
For niggas, it's kind of more difficult, though.
Why?
Nah, because I'm just saying.
You tell
so
it on
what
yourself?
Makes you
no,
what
no,
makes you
no.
You tell
off.
It on himself.
No, I'm just saying.
He contacted his old bitches.
Nah, not at all. Look at Gil trying to.
Who made?
Nah, but I'm
dead. Like you trying to get me hit in the head later with a lamp. Please.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we do business with a lot of people.
Business.
You know what I'm saying?
I like how you dressed in the business.
No, for real.
No, I was doing some business.
It's business, man.
No, she got a deal for me.
Man, everybody know who
when
he is.
When she was naked in the studio, that was business.
Yo, see? See, and that's the reason. Look, the nigga like Gil is the reason why.
Gil's a snitch, hold up. He's a snitch.
Gil's the reason.
He would dry snitch on you.
Gil is the reason why a lot of my boys ain't allowed to come chill here.
Those are just pictures.
Because they girls be thinking like, it's something crazy going on here.
I'll cover up the titty shots later on.
Titty shots.
I'll cover up the Gucci later on. Ain't nothing like a dev photo session.
Oh, whoa.
Crack the legs open, ladies.
I need the light because the light is not good lightning. And you want the lightning because it texturizes your body. The lightning texturizes your body and it makes you pop on camera. Just spread your legs.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Come on, I need a little bit more arch in the back. There you go. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, this is the beauty. This is going on Vogue.
Oh, this is the shot. This is the one.
Vanity Fair.
This is the shot.
All day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You sound like one of the dudes for the movies.
Yo, why you give me that voice, though?
Oh, my God. No, no. Crack him open. No, crack the legs a little bit more.
Listen, man, this is $1 million worth of game.
$1 million worth of game.
Listen, if you want some merch, make sure you go get some merch off of mworthofgame.com.
But more importantly, July 17th, we want to tell you something. We want to stop and take this moment, this little break.
July 17th?
July 27th.
Oh, all right.
I messed up too. Play as fuck up.
Let's see. What the
July 27th, we bring it to you, Philadelphia, the $1 million worth of game live.
Right.
Live.
Right.
We going in, I'm talking about, it's going to be live.
My birthday weekend, July 27th, is going down. Me and Osworth for game live.
How old are you going to be?
Live on South Street.
Let's talk about that.
40.
How are you going to be 40? You lying.
I'll be 40.
Now let's talk about this. So,
I'll be 43.
When I went to jail, I was 17.
I was 20.
So.
You was born in 79. And you know when I was born.
Oh.
3 years before you.
So you're going to be 44?
43.
43. Okay.
Yep. You and Tootie the same age, 40.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yep.
This is the whole thing.
This is the whole thing. You make the 40 club this Friday. So you lucky.
Oh, why you put my business out there?
You make the 40-40 club. Jay-Z. Hove, H to the is on, V to the is A.
So I'm going
to
be, so by the time they see this.
But Hove in the 50 club. Though.
But by the time I see this, I'll be 20 twice.
You'll be 20 twice.
You know what's crazy about being 20 twice?
No, well, fuck all that, man. This is $1 million worth of game, man. We wrapping up, man. You ready to talk about going to being 20 twice. Nigga, you're 40, nigga, once. Goofy ass nigga. This is $1 million worth of game.
What is he talking about? I just want to talk about, I'm just an emotional moment right now. I'm
Gilly the King.
It's my birthday this week.
This is Wallow 267, a.k.a. Grandmaster of all nut-ass niggas.
And this is $1 million worth of game.
And it's just like that.
Right!